from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. I'll be reading from the Message. This passage is one that follows after the end of chapter 27, where the chief priests convinced Pilate that they needed to post soldiers to guard the tomb because they had heard Jesus talk about being raised after 3 days. They were afraid that the disciples or other followers would break into the tomb, snatch Jesus' body, and claim that he had been raised from the dead. That sets the scene for today's reading. I'll be reading from the Message by Eugene Peterson. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. And suddenly the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came from heaven and came right up to where they were standing. He rolled back the stone, then sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from him. His garments shimmered with snow white. The guards at the tomb were scared to death. They were so frightened they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the women. "There's nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He's not here, but has been raised from the dead." "Come and look at the place where he was placed. And now go on your way quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And he's going ahead of you into Galilee, and you will see him there." That's the message. So the women, deep in wonder and full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples. And then Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. "Good morning," he said. And they fell to their knees, embraced his feet, and worshiped him. And Jesus said, "You're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go tell my brothers that they are to go to Galilee and that I will meet them there." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, on this resurrection morning, speak to our hearts your message of hope as we live through this difficult time. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, well, this is quite a resurrection morning for you all in Chippewa Falls and in the cities. We could get, depending on where you are, north or south, anywhere between 3 to 6 inches of snow. And I'm guessing that you'll get somewhere in that vicinity too, in Chippewa Falls. It's spring, and spring is kind of schizophrenic, and it can't make up its mind if it wants to be winter or summer. So we're in that time of transition. But no doubt, whatever snow you or we get today, it'll be gone in just a few days. Well, back to the sermon. Have you ever been through an earthquake? I haven't, but my brother-in-law and sister-in-law went through one in the Los Angeles area quite a few years ago now, but they still shudder when they talk about it. It knocked them out of bed, and they squatted in their doorway of the bedroom until they didn't feel any more aftershocks. But they were terrified. Earthquakes can do that. But think with me for a moment about the story. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb at the break of dawn. The soldiers were guarding the tomb of from the disciples who the chief priests thought might try to steal the body and declare Jesus raised from the dead. What would the woman say to the soldiers as they approached? How would the soldiers react to them? I can only imagine a bit of anxiety in the women's minds as they approached the tomb and saw the soldiers there. But according to Matthew, as they approached the tomb, the earth suddenly reeled and rocked under their feet as an angel came right up to where they were standing and rolled the stone away and sat on it. There was lightning, and his clothes were shimmering snow white. The guards were terrified and couldn't move, and the angel said to the women, "There's nothing to fear here." Think about that for a moment. There was an earthquake. An angel appeared out of nowhere in blazing glory, rolled away this stone, sat on it, and said, there's nothing to fear here. Really? Perhaps a little shock and awe, to say the least. The soldiers were terrified, and they were supposedly macho military guys who don't scare easily. I wonder if the women were terrified too. The angel's words were supposed to be assuring, or reassuring. Don't be afraid. Nothing to fear here. You came looking for Jesus who was nailed to the cross. He's not here. He was raised just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. So it appears that the women looked inside the tomb, but the text doesn't say so specifically. But then they were told to go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus had been raised and he would meet them in Galilee. Okay. So away they went with fear and great joy, as the New Revised Standard Version puts it, or in deep wonder and full of joy, as it says in the Message. They went to find the disciples, but on the way, who should appear to them? Jesus stopped them in their tracks and said, good morning. Or did he say, good morning? Yeah, I try to imagine what it would have been like to be there. What would the sound of his voice been like? And how would they have responded? I mean, they fell to their knees. I mean, I think it probably scared them. But think about this. If someone you followed closely, someone you knew them well, you cared about them, but they were killed, they were buried, and you went to the cemetery, to the graveside to pay your respect, and there was an earthquake, the grave was open, and the casket was empty, and then you turn away to go tell your friends, and lo and behold, who do you run into? He or she is alive? How do you respond in that moment? Fear? Joy, wonder, relief, wow, or pass out, maybe all of the above. Be not afraid. Don't be frightened like that. Words of assurance, words of comfort. It seems to me that we all need to hear these words now more than ever. We need to know that our worst fears have been replaced with more than our greatest hopes and dreams could ever imagine. Death did not have the last word. Evil did not prevail. Suffering did not endure forever. And God upended everything we thought was inevitable. Do not be afraid. Look at what God has done and is doing. Go, tell others about it. Could we, like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, take these words to heart in joy and fear and share them in our community, in congregation? Right now, there seems to be so much to fear. Our personal and global economic situations, the health of the vulnerable in our households, in our congregation, in our neighborhoods, hospitals and healthcare workers still lack the necessary PPE that they desperately need. States are bidding against one another for necessary supplies instead of having the federal government coordinate in a unified and systematic system of dealing with the supply chain. It's described as chaos. Everyone for themselves, and no one knows who's in charge. Our doctors, nurses, first responders, and other healthcare workers are getting sick, and testing that got started very late is still in very short supply, which means we have no idea how widespread the virus is. And we don't have enough tests to be able to track it even now. Like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, who were grieving about the death of Jesus, we wonder about those whom we love and care about. We may not know anyone afflicted with the virus right now, but we know people who have had surgeries delayed indefinitely because of it. We grieve the loss of normality, of human company, social gatherings, face-to-face worship, and the lack of a simple hug. We lament all that has been sacrificed to this pandemic. If ever we needed to hear, do not be afraid, it is now. Can we take the angel and the risen one at their word, just for a breath, for a moment? Can we let the possibility of joy mingle with our grief and sorrow just long enough to see that the stone has been rolled away and that the tomb is empty? Can we see the body that we came to tend is instead alive right in front of us, telling us to rejoice, even as we reel from the violence and terror, the suffering and death that we've experienced? Can we recognize the risen Lord among us in worship? Easter is here. Christ is risen indeed. But the stay-at-home orders persist. The virus still spreads. The death toll rises. There is no denying that our minds are still stuck in the grief of Holy Saturday's despair. And yet, the grave could not contain our Lord and Savior. When Jesus said, "It is finished," on Friday, his work of salvation and redemption was complete, but his story and our story was far from over. This is a hard Easter. It's been a hard Lent and Holy Week. I miss your smiling faces and warm greetings when we pass the peace. I miss the smell of the lilies in the sanctuary. And while Sherry and Mario have provided music for us, we sang separately my favorite Easter hymn. Zoom is not the same thing as being there, being present with each other and celebrating this glorious day together. This is a hard Easter for those who work in hospitals and care facilities, for our governors and healthcare leaders attempting to make wise decisions that impact others, for frontline workers that are taking big risks every day for not much pay. It's a hard Easter for those who are out of work and out of money, waiting for the relief checks that's supposed to be coming from the Treasury Department or the IRS. This is an Easter when we can know and experience some of the sorrow and grief of the women who went to the tomb that day because they had no other place to go and nothing else to do. This is an Easter when we need to hear from the heavenly messengers and from the risen Christ. Do not be afraid. Jesus is risen. Jesus is here. He knows what it is to suffer, and he will not let us suffer alone in our pain and in our grief. The tomb is empty. The victory's won. Even in Galilee, where there were sick who needed healing, and those who were imprisoned, who were oppressed, still need justice, and captives still to be set free. In Luke's telling of the story, the angel says, "Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, that all these things had to take place? Remember what you have seen and experienced. Remember all the worst that you thought you knew got upended and overturned by the one who has promised to be with you always, even to the end of the age. The one who promised the kind of peace that is beyond all human understanding. The one who tells us, go and tell. Go and tell all those who have not yet heard the good news that Jesus is risen and resurrection cannot be stopped by anything. There's nothing to fear here. Do not be afraid. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, on this day of resurrection, we give you thanks. We thank you that you bring to us the promise of new life and new hope. You meet us where we are in the middle of our anxieties and fears, and you bring to us words of comfort and hope. Thanks for your love and grace that you have demonstrated to us more times than we can count, and the resurrection of hope and new life that you bring to us through Jesus, who was dead, but now lives forevermore. Amen. Before we close our service, I would like you to listen to Sandy Patty as she sings, "Was It a Morning Like This?" And you think about that. Was it a morning like this? Was there snow on the ground? Snowstorm coming, winter, whatever. Or was it a beautiful sunny day with the sun coming up over the horizon? Or was it a day like this? Listen to Sandy Patty as she sings one of my all-time favorite Easter songs.
Was it a morning like this, when the sun still thought was dead. Was it a morning like this when Mary walked down from Jerusalem and two angels stood at the tomb, bearers of news she would hear soon? Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to see you? Was it a morning like this when Peter and John ran from Jerusalem? And as they raced toward the tomb, beneath their feet was there a tomb? Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to feel you again?
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you know our hearts and you know all of our needs. You know those things that we grieve and the losses that we have experienced. And we long to be together once again as a faith community where we can see and touch and feel each other's warm embrace. Help us to sense your presence with us this week. And may we live in light of the resurrection and the new life and new hope that the risen one brings. Now to the one who is able to do more than anything we can possibly ask for, think of, or even imagine. To God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. That concludes our